Samsung's new Galaxy Fold. You heard about this phone? If you haven't heard about the phone, they got a phone that came out or is coming out April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of weird to be able to do this. It folds. There's two phones kind of that fold like, and opens up in a big screen.
Like a book. So when you hold it open, it looks like a tablet, but it actually folds in half.
It's yeah. not going well. And some of the retailers have pushed back on releasing the phone. It sold out online. AT&T and one other provider is actually going to go ahead with it. T-Mobile, I believe, but there's other providers that are not going to issue the phone, not going to let people buy it because, well, they're having a lot of problems.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Galaxy Fold is being delayed until at least May, but right now we have nothing more concrete than that.
Yeah, what happens is it comes with a, you unfold it and the screen is one piece. That's what makes it so cool.
Right.
Well, some people open the phone in the box and notice that there's, you know how that plastic film is on your phone when you first get it?
Yeah.
Well, they think it's a plastic film and they tear the screen off.
And it's their actual screen.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I figured it would crease.
That's one problem. No, that's what I thought.
Well, I think also people are opening it. You know how when you open a book, you can actually bend it backwards a little bit?
Yeah.
So I think when they open it, they're opening it with one hand and flipping it open and that pressure on the center.
Oh, it's bending it too far back?
Breaking the hinge, yep.
Supposedly part of the problem is related to the hinge and extra pressure being placed on the 7.3-inch internal display.
Now, the display is beautiful, but it's $2,000 for stupid phone.
That it simply wasn't worth paying almost $2,000 to enter what amounts to a very public beta test. And it doesn't seem like this beta is getting off to a great start.
Now, so there you go. So pre-sales could be hurt because now they're not replenishing the ones they ran out of.
And I don't think it looks good folded. Like, when it's folded, it's too tall and skinny, and it's, like, thick. It looks like an ice cream sandwich.
It's very thick, because both screens are the same size, so now you have double the screen, like...
It's like holding two phones in your pocket.
Right.
Did you see the one post of that girl that bought the phone and immediately it broke and she put a hot dog in it and folded it?
No, she did not.
Folded it like a hot dog? That's funny.
Wow.
So there you go. If you were all excited about the Samsung Galaxy, it goes by way of the exploding Samsung 7. Do you remember that one?
You were sad about that.
I was so heartbroken, man.
Introducing the latest breakthrough in smartphone technology, the Samsung Galaxy Fold. With a wider screen, more apps than ever before, and increased breakability, you'll marvel at the...
Wait, what's that last thing?
The apps? So many apps. Facebook, Twitter, games, everything you can...
No, the breaking.
The breaking of the apps? They don't break. They're apps. And so many apps. Plus, there's a higher resolution than ever before with the same breakability you've come to expect from the...
Why would I want that?
The high-resolution screen so you can watch things on it.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
The new Samsung Galaxy Fold. Fast, sleek, and breaks very, very easily.
Why?
Available now.
Break Stacy!